From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump is in Vietnam for a second day of meetings with Asian economic leaders after championing a strong America First agenda in an address to regional business leaders. Mr. Trump is attending the annual Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit in Da Nang on Saturday, one of several summits he is planning to attend during a five-country Asian tour. The U.S. president attended the summit's welcome event and a gala dinner Friday evening, where he was seen shaking hands and exchanging a few words with Russian President Vladimir Putin. 11 Pacific Rim nations, including Canada, are moving ahead with talks for a resuscitated Trans-Pacific Partnership trade deal. Leaders from Asia-Pacific nations met in Vietnam to push ahead with the massive trade deal without the U.S. VOA White House Bureau Chief Steve Herman, is traveling with the president.
One of the first things that Donald Trump did when he became president was to pull the United States out of that 12-nation Trans-Pacific Partnership. But on the other hand, President Trump very clearly said today that he would do a bilateral trade agreement with any nation in the region that wants to be a partner of the United States, as long as they're willing to abide by what he calls the principles of fair and reciprocal trade.
President Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin have approved the joint statement on Syria, agreeing that there is no military solution to the conflict. The two met on the sidelines of the APEC summit in Vietnam. They also confirmed their commitment to Syria's sovereignty. This is VOA News. The Washington Post newspaper is reporting that the body of one of the four U.S. Marines killed last month in Niger by militants was found with arms bound, apparently executed. The U.S. military has said that the attackers are suspected to have been affiliated with the Islamic State. The attack has come under scrutiny after initial accounts were questioned. Lawmakers have complained that they received insufficient or conflicting information on the details of the incident. An investigation is underway. UN officials say the United States and Italy have organized an informal UN Security Council meeting on Venezuela aimed at preventing the crisis in that country from turning into a security threat. U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley is chairing the informal meeting that will be held on Monday, which will include addresses from the UN Human Rights Chief and Organization of American States Secretary General. A note circulated to council members about the meeting said it will provide an opportunity to discuss the role the international community and regional organizations can play in seeking a political solution and facilitating humanitarian access to those affected by the tensions. A top lawmaker from Catalonia has left a prison near Madrid after supporters posted her bail. The terms she agreed to in exchange for being granted bail seem likely to prevent her from campaigning on pro-independence tickets for regional elections next month. VOA's Marissa Melton is reporting.
Carme Forcadell appeared in the Supreme Court to answer charges of rebellion, sedition, and misuse of public funds after she enabled a declaration of independence by the Catalan Parliament in late November. She was released on bail of about $175,000 and agreed to renounce any political activity that went against the Spanish Constitution. The court said it could reconsider its ruling if it found evidence of her committing more offenses, effectively banning her from campaigning for independence for the December 21st election. Following the independence declaration, Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy dissolved the Catalan parliament and fired the administration of Catalan President Carles Puigdemont. Forcadell at the time described Rajoy's actions as a coup and an attack against democracy. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Pope Francis is urging countries not to stockpile nuclear weapons, even for the purpose of deterrence. During a Vatican conference aimed at gathering support for nuclear disarmament, the Pope said nuclear deterrence policies give a false sense of security. His remarks appeared to go further than previous popes who have said that while nuclear weapons should never be used, stockpiling them to deter other countries could be morally acceptable. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.